أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد سمع الله قول الذين قالوا إن الله فقير ونحن أغنياء سنكتب ما قالوا وقتلهم الأنبياء بغير حق ونقول ذوقوا عذاب الحريق ذلك بما قدمت أيديكم وأن الله ليس بظلام للعبيد Sadaqallahul Azim. We discuss verses 181 and 182 of Surah Ali Imran. In the last verse, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala called upon us not to be like the Yahud. One quality that was inherent in them was of bukhal. Bukhal was miserliness, niggardliness, that they would never want to spend their wealth, even when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala commanded them and Allah Ta'ala compelled them, and we should never be like them. Allah compelled us to pay our zakat 1/40th or 2.5%, and not of the total wealth but of the zakatable assets. And hence Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had called upon us not to practice upon this quality of bukhal. Here in this verse, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about another ill and evil quality of the Yahud, blasphemy against Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and also against the Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam. When Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed the verse of the Quran, Man dhalladhi yuqridu Allah qardan hasana, who is there to give Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala a good or a beautiful loan? They began to say that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is poor, impoverished. We are wealthy, we are rich. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala seeks a loan from us. They applied the logic that only a person who is impoverished will ask for a loan, and he would usually ask for a loan from someone who is wealthy. So hence, wa na'udhu billah, Allah has become poor, his treasures have diminished, we are wealthy and Allah Ta'ala is seeking from us. And that is not really the case. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala applied this verse in the sense that when somebody takes a loan, there's a compulsion of repayment, and here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala promised the repayment of that person who gives out charity. So the applied meaning of the verse would be that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala promises the reward of a person that gives out in the path of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The truth of it was that they were not in actual fact applying anything against Allah Ta'ala, but they were trying to deny the nubuwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the fact is that they were blasphemous against Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. More specifically, an incident had taken place when Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had gone to the place of learning of the Yahud in Medina Munawwara. A very learned scholar amongst the Yahud by the name of Finhas was teaching the Torah to his students. Many and a great gathering had gathered around this Finhas whilst he taught the Torah. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu thought it most appropriate that whilst he is teaching the Kitab of Allah Ta'ala, that he gives him the da'wat towards Allah. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to him, Finhas, you know that Allah has sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the Nabi of Allah, just as Allah Ta'ala had sent Musa alayhi salatu wa salam with this kitab of yours. So accept Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the Nabi of Allah. And together with that, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, and give out charities to Allah as a loan. So in response to that, the Finhas replied, Allah has become poor and we are wealthy. On saying and making this blasphemous statement, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu struck him across his face. This Finhas goes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lays a complaint against Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquired from Abu Bakr the reason why he did what he did. When Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates the blasphemy, Finhas denies it, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reveals the verse, and Allah ta'ala says, لَقَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَقِيرٌ وَنَحْنُ أَغْنِيَاءُ. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heard the speech of those who had said that certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is impoverished, Allah ta'ala is poor, وَنَحْنُ أَغْنِيَاءُ, whilst we are wealthy, whilst we are rich. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the truth. Now in response to that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not rectify, Allah ta'ala does not correct that statement, it is blasphemy. They had known the truth, they know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they know their own status insofar as Allah ta'ala is concerned, there is no comparison, they know it is absurd to have made such a statement. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on and Allah ta'ala says, سَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَادُوا, soon we will write down what they have said. In other words, in the books of deeds. Allah Ta'ala does not require all of that as evidence and proof tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. This blasphemy Allah Ta'ala will deal with on the day of Qiyamah. وَقَتْلَهُمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ, and we will also, and we have also noted down the killing, assassination of the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam without any right whatsoever. Now here a clarification needs to be made, is that the assassination of the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam had taken place amongst the Yahud of the past in the time of Sayyiduna Zakariya, Sayyiduna Yahya alayhi musallatu wassalam. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it here with regards to the Yahud of Medina Munawwara. One was, they were not only happy with what had happened in the past, but together with that, they were proud of it. Number two was this, that they had also attempted the life of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Had they gotten the chance, they would have also assassinated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will also write it in their discredit. وَنَقُولُ ذُوقُ عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ, and we will say to them the taste from the burning fire or the blazing fire. And why all of this? And this is a very important lesson for all of us. ذَلِكَ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ, Allah Ta'ala says, that is because what their hand had sent forth. This is the important lesson for all of us, to see what we send forth tomorrow for the hereafter. What we send ahead, insofar as our books of deeds are concerned, insofar as what we send forth for the scales of justice, insofar as our amal are concerned, insofar as our ikhlas and our sincerity is concerned, we need to see that we send good deeds so that tomorrow when we stand in the courts of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there will be those deeds that will be weighed and they will have weight in the scales of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Wa anna Allaha laysa bi-dhallamin lil-abid, and certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never do injustice to His servants. There is never the case of any form of injustice. Whatever atoms, equivalence of good a person does, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring it forth and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will reward for that good. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.